There's another type of sacrifice as well mentioned in this parak called Chatas HaTzibur. Later on, we will say that the Sirei Chatas, the goats of a sin offering, which were brought together with the Musaf on Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov, and also there's a Chatas HaYachid, which is where an individual makes a mistake. They do an Avera by mistake, where had they done it on purpose, they would have got Koris, which is a very serious Avera. Those korbanos are called chatais chitzonios. What does that mean? It means they're sin offerings that are offered up outside. They're offered up on the big mizbeach, which is in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, that's technical. What are we meant to understand by this? The idea is, explains Rav Hirsch, that atonement for these averas is made through the person that did them, making a solemn resolution, moving forward, to stay on the path of a dutiful plane of loyalty to Hashem, and not to allow anything to tempt them away from this firm intention. The idea is, therefore, that the blood of this korban is sprinkled on the keren of the mizbeach, the high corners of the altar. And therefore the kohen, with his finger, applies part of the blood which was received in the klei sharis, the sacred vessel. And the idea here is that the person seeking kapara, seeking atonement, must direct their character so they maintain it on this high level. That's why it's sprinkled high. This act has to be performed in every direction. Why? Because the effort that we're meant to make in order to do that is meant to encompass every facet of our personality, both of the individual and the nation. Therefore, some of the blood is applied first to the southeast corner of the Mizbeach. The southeast corner of the Mizbeach represents and symbolizes Jewish human and national virtues, which are acquired through spiritual endeavor. This is based on what we said a couple of days ago. After that, we go to the northeast corner of the Mizbeach. That signifies the material and physical aspects of life. Those two should also be based on that which is spiritual. And that means that a person that's keeping the Torah is meant to be made a reality. Our spirituality is meant to be made a reality with the aid of our material gifts and our physical faculties. After that, some of the drops of the blood of the korban are meant to be applied at the southwest corner. What is that? That's the cultivation of the spirit of the Torah that's constantly meant to flow forth anew. And this is meant to also, well, this is what comes from a life of connection to Hashem. At the end of it all, the emorim, the innards of the animal, are burnt on the mizbeach. This is the idea of a person who brings a korban being willing to have all their goals and ambitions pervaded and dominated by this fiery force that is Hashem's law. It's called an ish das lamo. We're taking all of our ambitions, our earthly affairs, and everything should be pleasing in the sight of Hashem. That's the lechem ishe reach nichayach Hashem, this sweet smelling, savoring smell for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After that, the remaining parts of the offering are eaten by the Kohanim, and they can only eat it in the Azara, which was the same as the courtyard of the Mishkan. The message there is that not only are our ambitions and achievements, but also our joys and pleasures have to be given this priestly sanctity. The idea that a korban can be prepared in any manner, that just means it's not like the korban Pesach, which could only be roasted. And they're eaten liyom v'layla, only in close relationship with the day of the Shechita. Really on the day of the Shechita, the day when the offering takes place, i.e. physical enjoyment becomes a sacred act only if it's based on the surrender of all selfish aims and ambitions in favor of the Beis HaMikdash. Interestingly enough, and it's really for another time, in the Beis HaMikdash, days go from morning to evening, and therefore the night follows the day that went before it.